ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone in this room and all the people who are watching us online. How was your day? In our own part of the world, is evening. So whether your day is still ongoing, is the day that the Lord has made. And we are grateful for the gift of life. And that's one of the reasons why we believe there is God. Here, it's evening. In other parts, it's still afternoon. In some places, they are ahead of us. That's why Proverbs or Psalm 14 verse 1 say, only a fool will say in his heart, there is no God. And the good thing about it is that God hears us. Said there is no nation that his voice is not heard. So we are here tonight, beautiful exchange service, Wednesday evening. Some people are already in Thursday, and some people are just trying to catch up with us. But whichever way, Jesus is Lord. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So we take our journey further tonight. I just quote Psalm 119. The whole essence of this series, Biblical Prayer, is for us to understand. The truth is that everyone prays in our world. That's the interesting thing. Everyone. Even the ones that don't believe that there is God, they pray. When people get into stuff, they get into trouble, they just mention, say, God saved me. That's one of the greatest prayers anyone can pray. So everyone prays. People of religious persuasions, they pray. Some people pray consistently. But the truth is that not everyone have answers to their prayers. That's the difference. Everyone prays, even the people who worship idols, they do pray to their gods. David made a declaration. He said, I will look up to the hills. From where comes my help? In that culture, they have gods. They have places where people go to worship. And if you can remember the story of the woman by the well of Samaria, it was saying that Jews had the custom to go into certain places to worship. But Jesus said, now, the time that we are in, he said, God desires fellowship. He desires those who will worship with him or worship him in spirit and in truth. So even though everyone prays, but for us to be effective, because there is a joy that comes to us, there is a fulfillment that comes to everyone when you can pray and then you see answers to your prayer. And that's not just one. You can pray to a living God. The Bible describes it. Some people have gods. Their own God have eyes, but they can't see. Their own God have ears, but they can't hear. Their own God have nose, but they can't even smell anything. But we have a God who is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Can I have an amen tonight? Amen. So when we come to the subject of prayer, it's a very broad subject. But we will touch on it in this quarter. Line upon line, preset upon preset. I want to share tonight on what I titled Steps to Answered Prayers. Steps. It's inexhaustible, even though the design says 7 steps, but it can be more than that. It can actually be more than that. They are just basic things that help us to position ourselves if we really want to understand how prayer works. Prayer is an adventure into the spiritual. It's an adventure. That's why even in the natural world, or rather around us, where you see people who have taken this journey, an adventure into the spiritual, they see. And that's to just say to you, because Jeremiah 33:3 says that. He said, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you. So when you have a burden to pray, you have the divine privilege to see. And I said this a lot to people. Fine, I know that people have institutionalized that. So you have people who call themselves intercessor. Every believer should be an intercessor. What makes an intercessor? They can share a body, they can see ahead of everyone, and then they can pray either to prevent or when that thing breaks, the intensity of judgment that's supposed to come on that thing is totally eliminated. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So every believer is expected to have divine conversation with God. If you don't, then you cede that responsibility to someone else. And in the New Testament, the veil has been torn. There is no barrier between us and God. In fact, God in the New Testament is referred to as the Father. Is the Father. Is the Father of all spirit. Is the Father of all flesh. Is the Father of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So we can have prayer conversation with God. So prayer is largely, and that was what I was trying to say on Sunday, we must not reduce it to, God is not an ATM, that when you require cash, you just go, you just press JESUS, and then you draw on what currency that you want to know. It's much more than that. I think if we can just learn to inch our mindset on fellowship, it's going to help us. Fellowship. So when your focus is fellowship, when your focus is communion, then God can show you things. He can show you the plan of your life. He can show you what will happen in your nation. He can show you what is going to happen or is happening in other people's lives. And then you can stand in gap. You can. We can. And so that is the divine privilege. So prayer is our fellowship with God. When we pray, we are joining hands with him to see his kingdom, that is his rulership, to see his will be established here on the earth. That great scripture, Psalm 115 verses 15 and 16, he said the heavens, even the heavens belong to God, but he said the heart he has given to the sons of men. So we are, when we say kingdom, God's kingdom, it means his domain, the king and his domain. So what we are saying, the God of this world, because Adam sold out, the devil is in charge of things. Presently, God is not in charge, as it were. God is in charge by proxy, by extension. If the church can stand in gap, that's when we can see his kingdom come, and then his will be done. That's why instead of chaos, we can make a decree for peace. Instead of economic depression, we can pray for turnaround. Instead of dryness and disappointment and famine, we can pray for the rain. And then God honor such commitment. That's why he said, I look through and fro. I'm just looking for that one person whose heart can be perfect towards me. It's somewhere in Ezekiel, I think Ezekiel 20:30. He said, I sought for a man. I sought for a man. So when God finds the man, then God can commit things into his hand. Talking about our patriarch, Abraham, you know that the Bible, it got to a point, the fellowship that God had with Abraham, it got to a point, he said, can I do anything without telling my friend Abraham? And so by reason of that fellowship, God was able to share his heart concerning Abraham's cousin, concerning the whole hand. And Abraham had that prayer conversation. If you can find 50 people in that place, will you still be willing? And Bible scholar even say that if Abraham had pushed for more, maybe he would have got more. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know why I know that? David writing much more later in Psalm 2 verse 8, he said, ask of me and I will give you nations for your inheritance. So We can dare it in the New Testament. I mean, Joshua had to fight a war, and he was saying to God that, hey, we need to finish this war. Can you grant me access? That time we wait. And the Bible recorded, if you read that place, he said, God has not heeded to the voice of a man like he did for Joshua. When we choose to do his will, when we choose to see his kingdom come, and then in the place of fellowship, we can take territories for him. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So prayer should not be reduced, which that's in this series. I'm still laying foundation tonight. But in this series, one thing you can learn is that your prayer life should largely hinge on your fellowship. The focus is on your fellowship. It's not because you and I need a new job, or you need a new house, or you need a new grocery, or you need a new change of wardrobe, or you need accommodation. That is when you know that you need to pray. No, prayer is fellowship. That's why it says, seek ye first. A lot of people don't understand it. But the truth is that if you can just make this adjustment, you will find out, just like the word of God says, what those things that people are looking for, they literally follow you. Why? Your focus is on fellowship. Your focus is to see his kingdom come. Your focus is to see his will be done. And when we begin to expand this, you will see that your desire should be enthroned into God's desire. That's the easiest way to get things done. So, it turned out that you are not using God for your own purpose. So, we want to see his rulership. The man of God by the name John Wesley made a statement once, and it was captured, but literally, this was the meaning of that statement. He got into a place in his fellowship, in the place of prayer, and he made this statement that it seemed as if our God, I've paraphrased it, who is big enough, all-powerful, all-glorious, cannot do anything on the heart, except someone there to ask him. I paraphrased it. But that's the implication of it. You know that, I don't know if you have met people in our world. They say, well, if God knows everything, I don't need to pray. No. God has given this place to the sons of men. But the devil has transgressed. And is going to occupy till the time, his time is over. And until that, anywhere we see hatred, we are supposed to plant love. Anywhere we see confusion, we are supposed to plant peace. You know what the Bible, Paul was writing? He said, when we pray for our kings and those in authority, he said, that is the way we can live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. In other words, if there is chaos in our nation, then we can't transact business. Do you agree with me? There is chaos. I mean, when you look around us. So, ASUU is on strike, right? There is chaos in the nation, in the educational system. So, students can't go to school. And this is have what? Spiral effects. So, God cannot do anything here. In fact, as a matter of fact, if you ask me, because you need, you are a spirit being, Abi. You need this body to be able to operate here. That's why demons are illegal here. That's why when we see them, we cast them out. And if they will operate, they have to enter a body to be able to operate. Can I have an amen? I know that you know that. So, please understand. Number one, we are God's workmanship. We are God's workmanship. This thing, we are his ambassador here. The Bible describes us as the eyes to the blind, the feet to the lame, the voice to the oppressed. So, number one thing that you must recognize is a mantle of you. I will say a mantle of intercession, if you put it that way. And Ephesians 2:10 confirms that. It says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. And I will take that scripture, that 1 Corinthians scripture, that if they have known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because the devil thought it was all over. They gave Jesus up. They didn't know that by him going into the region of hell, he didn't go for picnic there. It wasn't a visit or picnic. No. He came to restore so that the church can occupy their place and then we can stand our ground as his ambassador, as his representative. The United, what's the current president of the United States again? Joe Biden is not here. But the ambassador as Carrington Crescent, is that?
Walter Carrington.
Whenever he speaks, that's why they don't speak anyhow. Whenever he speaks, he's speaking the mind of John Biden. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So that's why you see that sometimes when ambassadors just speak loosely, the Abuja, federal capital, they call, they recall, they have a meeting. And if they are not satisfied and there is no retraction, the home office will recall that person back home. Why? That person, even though he's here, and that's why I'm not saying that you go and commit any offense, but if you commit an offense and you manage to run into that embassy, Nigerian police cannot come and arrest you inside the embassy, except they do their paperwork. Because that place is regarded as the territory of the United States of America. It's the same thing where Nigeria embassy or consulates are all over the world. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So you can understand it. We represent the king here. And you know, like I said on Sunday, if care is not taken, we can get overwhelmed by the challenges of our environment and we are involved in loose talks. Praise God. So two, we are to exercise and walk in our God-given authority. So we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship, that's one. We are his ambassador here. And then secondly, we are to exercise and walk in this God-given authority. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he said, "Behold, I give unto you power, exousia." And it's not just power, delegated power. Power that is at work. He said, "As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become." So this power is so powerful, and it's the same power, Romans 8:11, that raised Jesus from the dead. That's the same power that is at work in us. And we need to use it. We need to exercise it. That's the only way we can see his kingdom come. Number three, we are to plant the kingdom culture here. The kingdom culture. So there is hatred, we plant love. There is prejudice, we plant acceptance. There is rejection and condemnation, we plant righteousness. So we are to plant the kingdom culture here. Number four or four, and then we are to reign. We are to reign as kings in his domain. This domain that we have, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. One of our patriarchs of faith also made this statement. He said, "It is more important to pray than to get a college education." I will explain it to you. It is important to know how to pray than to get a college education. Education, this is the explanation. It's good. It gives you knowledge. You are aware of what is happening in your environment. You develop your intellectual capacity. But prayer gives you wisdom. He said, when we came to you, that was a senior advocate talking, a professor of law. "We came not with enticing word of man's wisdom, but," he said, "in demonstration of spirit and of power, that your wisdom will not rest on the wisdom of men, or that your life will not rest, but on the wisdom of God." So, if you want to live life, because in the place of prayers, he said, "Eyes have not seen." So you can't reduce prayer to knowledge. He said, "Ears have not heard." You can't reduce prayer to logic. "It has not entered into the heart of any man the things God has prepared for them who loved him." 1 Corinthians 2:9. Verse 9 says, "But God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep thing of God."
Deuteronomy 27:27. He said the secret things belong to God. So there are deep things. There are mysteries. We get into it in one of the things. Praying in other tongues, what he does. It helps you to touch the depth of that mystery. So you are overwhelmed, for example, at the beginning of that prayer conversation. And then you begin to see clearly. And then instruction begins to come. The narrative changes. And what looks like a problem becomes to you an opportunity. But you have to know that it's born out of fellowship with God. So, education gives us knowledge. But prayer will give us wisdom. I've seen few people, I may not have known many people, but I've seen people who do not have formal education. And they are running or they run businesses. And their businesses is still thriving to today. And those businesses were delivered to them in the place of prayer. Praise God. Amen. I said, praise the Lord. I've forgotten this man. The man who invented the heart-moving equipment, all this caterpillar that we use today. That man, the best he had was primary six education. But the man, a Christian. So he used to pray. And in those days, they said for construction. Nobody does high-rise building construction. It's the same thing. The person who invented it is the same thing. Who invented the cranes and all that. So, and then he will sleep. And then he will see pictures. And he will draw those things that he saw. And he will sleep back. And in the day, he gives those things to engineers of those days. And they will tell him that this is not possible. And he will sleep again. And line upon line, until he met someone who also said, I've seen something like this before. He said, how? He said, it's as if I saw it in my dream. And that was the beginning of this heart-moving equipment. And that was what had value to humanity. And we are able to do construction anywhere. That man was a Christian. He was there for many years. I'll get his name. He just came to me as I'm just at a little... R.G. Litonion, a very wonderful Christian, who by the time he was passing, he wasn't giving 10% of his income, he was giving 90%. And you can understand that. And the 90% that he was, the 10% that he had, still had money. So, but everything was born out of the place. So it is more important to learn how to pray than to get. It's not saying that statement is not saying don't get an education. I mean, a man who is skillful, you read it in the Bible, it will not serve ordinary men, it will serve kings. So we need to polish ourselves, we need to get education, whether formal or informal. We must. So therefore, we must learn how to pray effectively. You know, that was what James 5:14 says. It said the effectual, fervent, or consistent prayer of the righteous man, it makes power, tremendous power. I think 5:16, it makes tremendous power available. Makes tremendous power. If you give us an amplifier, you see it there. It has to be consistent. It has to be. But what it does is that it makes tremendous. When you learn to pray, especially in other tongues, you just find out that, I mean, your mind is suspended. You are hearing things in faith that your mind cannot immediately comprehend. How many of us have experienced that? And then you begin to see, I mean, your mind says, of course, we all have the mind to contend with. Your mind says it's not possible. But your heart says it is possible. I am giving you this instruction. Can you trust me enough? That's what I'm saying. In the place of prayer, it happens. You see ahead of time. You know ahead of time. You comprehend things ahead of time. And then you step out in faith. And then you follow that instruction. What looks like an insignificant instruction becomes something that, hey, wisdom flow becomes a stream that many people will come and drink out of that stream. Can I have an amen tonight? Amen. So we can see this responsibility to somebody else. It has to be a prayer. So it's more important to learn how to pray. Please also understand, God doesn't answer your prayers. It's a statement. It must sink in. Because a lot of the time, we think that he answers. He answers his own prayers. And I will explain that to you. In James chapter 4, verse 3. James chapter 4. Let's open there and read. James chapter 4, verse 3. God doesn't answer your prayers. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah. So, if you look at that, if you put that in the context of sometimes the prayer points that we come across, it's just to consume on ourselves. So, God literally or technically doesn't answer our prayer. He answers his own prayer. Let's read 1 John 5:14. You see how he answers his own prayers. Can we read together? Can you see? So, what is God's will? Can somebody respond to me tonight? What is God's will? Eh? His word. What is God's will concerning any nation? Can you respond to me, people of God? Eh? Prosperity. Yeah, that's one of his will for the nation. He doesn't want people to suffer. Can I get a rest? Eh? Healing, salvation, peace. So, when we want to pray for the nations, all we need to do is to find out the will of God concerning nations. Do you get it now? If you are praying for yourself on any area of need, the first thing to do is to find out his mind concerning you in that area. So, take for example, your health. Take for example, another example, your finances. You know, one of the truest statements you could ever hear from the Bible is that he has given you and I all things that pertains to life and godliness. So, all that we just have to do is to find his mind. But what do we do most of the time, including myself? Until problem hits, that's when we know that we need to pray. But can we focus on fellowship and then find out God's mind in every area of our lives, whether there is problem or not, and meditate on the word of God, and then peradventure something hits, we have a response of faith. Can I have an amen? Can I have an amen? Yeah. So, if we are praying for our nation, for example, it's beyond the present parties and the present government. Because what we are praying for is to see peace, isn't it? What we are praying for is to see prosperity. So, it's not sentiment. When we are asking God to guide and direct our path, we are asking for people who will carry out that will. Health, healing, peace, prosperity. Can you see the difference now? I usually joke with this. You know, God is humorous, but I don't think God is a supporter of all football teams. Did you get the gist? Every football team prays. But, if I were God, the one I will answer to is the one who practices, who go for. That's the one I will give credit to. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. And that's why we call God a God of justice. It's fair. There's a team that will go to World Cup in 2050. They are already in football academy now. But there is a country I know. This room is filled with wise people and then wise people online. So I don't need to expatiate on that. So God doesn't answer our prayers. I think the earlier we recognize that, the better. He answers his own prayers. So if you find out what is the will of God, can I shake the table now? So what is, when God looks from heaven, When he sees PG, what does he see? Eh? God bless you. Remind me to give you 5,000 naira. He sees himself. Because man is created in the image and the likeness of God. He sees himself. I'm sure that, I mean, this is a lovely guy here. Whatever happens in this room, for some of us, before we escape, we want to carry these children, Abi. That's how much, because we know that they are vulnerable. So, PG, as a person in the sight of God, has his life. He created him. So, God will not allow PG to go through. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So, I can now, if I come, and I'll pray that PG should die. Will God answer that prayer? Because his word says he's the apple of his eyes.
Shake the table.
No, I'm not shaking anything. I'm just trying to see. No matter how lost PG is, what he sees in him. So I'm saying that so that when you are praying for your loved one to be saved, you can't give up on them. Because the way God sees them, he sees them in his own image, in his own likeness. For God to have permitted out of 400 million spermatozoa that this guy will make it, it means he has a plan for this life. You see, when we understand this thing, because I can focus. If PG is hindering me today, I pray and pray. And that's why some of those prayers, you will see that PG will live. He will have long life. He will buy cars. Because that is outside the scope of God's will. So I may meet Anu again. And I can follow that curriculum. Till Jesus comes, nobody will die. If Anu go, Anu and PG, they may not even know that I'm praying that prayer. And sometimes God gives warning to us. He will allow Anu to come and give me something. I say, I don't want. You know that there are some people like that. Because the love in their imagination, they never expect that you will give them anything. So we must understand, before we get into the verbatim of prayers, we must understand what is the will of God. The will of God concerning our city is peace. The will of God concerning the market space is people that you see, everyday people, they belong to God. There is a song, God of this city, God of these people, have mercy on them. That's out of, I believe that song is prayer. You are the God of the city. You are the God of these people. And the song says, a lot of them are just confused. They don't know even they are left from their right. But let the salvation of your son appear to them. I believe God will respond to such prayers. I'm not asking you to say amen. I'm just asking you to affirm it. Rather than to say, for example, all these people, you will go to hell. That's not his design. He said he does not want anyone to perish, but for all to come to the saving knowledge of the truth. So if I need to pray, I pray that the veil of Satan be removed. The God of this world who has held them captive. So I stand as a spiritual being and I make a decree. I say, Satan, loose your hold upon the mind of these people. The gospel is veiled, is closed. But let their mind respond to the love of God. Let their mind respond to Jesus. I pray for the harvest of my brother's soul, for my sister's soul. I believe God will respond to such prayers. So, God will never break his word. That's what I'm saying. He will never break his word. What time do we have so that I can begin to round up? Okay, I still have 22 minutes. I can cover. I won't even enter into the steps. Abby. We do that. It's an everlasting gospel. So I just believe that this is what God wants us to emphasize tonight. So God will never break his word. A lot of the time, that's what we do. With this, our prayer, we are untwisting God. He can't break his word. You can, whether you go on 100 days, whether you go on 200 days, you can't force God to do what contradicts his words. It will never break his word. You know why? Isaiah 55 talks about it. We can read it together. Isaiah 55. Let's read from verse 8 to 11. God doesn't break his word. Isaiah 55. Can we go together tonight? I want you to please note it. Oh yeah. 1, 2, 3, go. So, the word taught. Let's go. So, the word ways. So, ways is that PG is giving me trouble. I want to eliminate him. That's the way of man. But is that the way of God? The way of man is that a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. But the way of God is that bless them who despitefully use you. That's his way. He said, love your enemies. Buy them lunch. I think we read it in one translation the other day. So let's go. He said, for what? So no matter our ways, God's way is higher than ours. Oh yeah, please go ahead. Yeah? Okay, verse 11. The same way. I mean, we can look at the atmospheric heaven, the distance. We can see it. So his ways are higher than that. His thoughts are higher than that. I mean, you can see rain. You can see that it doesn't gather itself and go back. No, it waters a herd. It makes it so fruitful. It says, so the same way, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me what? Void means empty. Void means relinquish in power. So, but it shall accomplish what I please. So he answers his own prayers. And he shall prosper in the things. So when God's word comes to you in area of your finances, get ready to live in wealth and abundance. When his word comes to you in area of health, get ready to live each day in divine health. When his word comes to you in the area of being a voice for him, whether in the fivefold ministry, get ready for ministry. Get ready for ministry. Get ready that this life of yours will touch other people in whatever platform, whether he wants you to write a blog, he wants you to hold meetings with business people, just get ready because his word never returned to him void. But he accomplished. He accomplished. And then has ministry inclination. Let me just say that. Just maybe to hold people. Just to be maybe to teenagers. Just maybe to... It doesn't have to be this platform of carrying pulpit around. So in closing, when it comes to prayer conversations, we must see God as the only one and the only source. See, that statement that I just made is also the reason why many prayer warriors are worried. Because they have alternatives. They do. The person who steals, at least in our own part of the world, they pray, I hope you know that, before they go for operation. But they also know that the area that they want to steal from, they know the security operative in that area. So at the back of their mind, while they are praying, they know they can bail themselves out. And they know that the gravity of that stealing, even if they go to prison, they know who and who is already in prison. Do you understand my thing? So it's like they have alternatives. I was watching a TV series, how someone who is a drug, is a true life story. Even while he was in prison, he was still selling drugs. He was making money while in prison. What am I saying in closing? God should be, if you want to see answer to your prayer, should be your one and only source. God may use, let me put the balance. He may use people. He may use places. He may use circumstances as answers to your prayer, but never lose the focus. He is the source. Otherwise, the brook, by the next thing that you are not praying again, you are looking to people, the brook will dry up. So he can use people. He can use places. He can use events. He can use circumstances. He can use, like we say it in the modern world, links, network. But your source, your true source, the word Father means source. So when we say Abba Father, it means my source, the source of my life. So why do we pray in closing? Number one, for fellowship. So we pray because of relationship. We don't pray because of needs. We should pray because of relationship. And what that does is that you're saying you are my absolute confidence. You know the Bible says it's the confidence of the hands of the heart. Have you read that before in Psalms? So we pray basically because of fellowship. Our fellowship is with the Father and then with His Son, Jesus Christ. We pray basically, number one, because of fellowship. Secondly, we pray because of communication. Communication, that is direction. We are pilgrims here. We are in Psalm 119. He said, hide not your commandment from me. We can be lost. So we pray because of communication. Just like every pilot, we depend on the flight plan and then the signals. So as they have a flight plan that tells them the journey from beginning to the end. They don't take the plane off. They have a defined destination. And for those of us who have done air travel, you see planes traveling this way, that way. They are at different altitude. Everyone has a defined destination. You see, even if you have seen how these things run, the signals, it's like zigzag like that. So the pilot has the responsibility to steady the plane. So the thing is like that. One degree detour, you can find yourself where you don't want to be. So that's why we have the Holy Ghost, who helps us to steady our lives. So we pray because of communication. We get signals from the headquarters. He said, I am the Lord your Redeemer, the one who teaches you to profit, the one who leads you in the way that you should go. So prayer is not something that is just, you know, the way we have made prayer to be one thing like something that, like activity, something that you do. Prayer is dependence. You should not even move this point. It's like GPS. What do they call that thing? So even if you miss your way, it tells you you have missed your way and help you to recalculate your route. Do you understand this Christianity 101 now? It's no complication. It's not complicated in any way. As a matter of fact, let it be. You may not be able to pray for 5 minutes, but let it be that in 5 minutes you are not praying. I don't know if you get that statement. It's very important. Lord, help me. It's prayer. Lord, I'm confused here. It's prayer. Lord, I need your help right now. It's prayer. It doesn't have to be the drama. No. Hey, if you understand how this fellowship works, at such time, you know what to do. There is a word. It may drop like a coin inside Kolo, but there is a word of direction. And those are the things, if you read the Hebrews 11, those are the things the Bible says, by the distance, the elders obtain. Prayer is, well, fine, it may be physical, it may be outward, but prayer is largely dependent on the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So, second thing is for communication. You get direction. Third thing is for commandment. We pray because we are commanded to pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18, verse 1. We must pray that we will not cave in. Because the devil runs the systems of this world. There are temptations. There are things that can take us away. But prayer suggests that we depend. So even when we are praying, not because we have had the answer, but we are praying in faith. Praise God. Praise God. And then by the time we show that dependence, things rearrange themselves. That's why I say it's our only source. There's no alternative. So please understand tonight, our effectiveness in the place of prayer will begin with our personal relationship with the source. Our personal relationship with our Father. No barriers at all. In Psalm 66, verse 18, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. In 1 John 1, verses 7 to 9, I want to read something instructive to us. 1 John 1, verses 7 to 9. It said, when we walk in the light, He is in the light. Can you see? So prayer is walking in the light. Prayer is, there is no darkness about prayer. It's walking in the light. And when we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And then the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from every barrier. Verse 8 and 9. If we say we have no shortcoming, we deceive ourselves. Sometimes it's spiritual pride, not to own up. And you know, you see a whole lot of that among our brethren. They think they can manipulate the Holy Spirit because they know how to pray. No. And you see it even from us preacher. Holy Ghost, move. As if he's your mate. Right now. Move. No. Can you talk to your heartless father that way? Father, come. Mom, I'm hungry. You can't talk that way. You can't. We have access. It's true. But access with brain. And you know, we all have this temptation when God begins to use us in different dimensions, we begin to assume a kind of position that God has not placed us in. Because you can pray and God can show you something, doesn't now mean that you control the pastor? No, it doesn't happen here, really. But because I also have the Holy Ghost. So you can't use bread, clear my soup. No, you can't. I may not know chemistry, I may not know real estate, I may not know how engineering work on the rig. But this one, I know it. And you can know it. It can help you in engineering, it can help you in real estate. And number one way that I said I know it is not an utter confusion. And these are ways. A lot of people, they are disturbed when other people are trying to rule their life. No. God is not an author of confusion. What He says to one, He has the ability to say to all. As many as are led. You see, these are basic scripture that you settle in your heart as a believer so that no one tosses you around by every wind of doctrine. So, you come to me now and say, I should not travel. I say, why? I said, why? I mean, it's on all these kids here. If you say, sit down there, that's their response now, isn't it? They say, why? I can't be gullible and just chop your noodles like that. No, it doesn't work. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Praise God. I'm not saying people can't come to you and say things to you, but not to confuse you. It has to be a witness with your spirit. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, prayer conversation should be as natural as our daily activities of breathing and eating. Do you do rasmata before you eat bread and jam? No. So, when you are conversing with your father, it's not your verbatim. Our Father, Lord, thou hast made us the heaven. But you're confused, right? And you are now trying to use King James Version, thinking that, because some people have sold that to us in the thought, thinking that that's the language that God understands. God doesn't understand message or new living. Eh? Ancient of days, the I am that I am. Eh? Oh, okay. It's to be as you do your daily activities, such as breathing and eating. You don't, by the time you are forcing yourself to breathe, you need an oxygen. No, you don't force yourself to breathe. You're just taking the air. So the same way, your relationship with God is fellowship, it's communication. Just enjoy it. And if you are out of fellowship, you get yourself back restored to fellowship. It's as simple as that. That's what that place says. If we say we have no sin, but if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and then to cleanse us. See, my wife knows when we start. I have many groups for whatever reasons. My primary school, secondary, A-level, university, they fund me. So sometimes they say we should pray on those platforms. The one that I don't like is my A-level. So we will ask that. So somebody is leading. They said, do Thanksgiving. For 20 minutes, you'll be confessing sins. Our sins. Our sins. I just mute and just go and stay somewhere. The one we know, the one we do not know, there's no way we can. There's no way we can walk in this light that our head will not shake. Then there is one that people also say, they say, we are wretched sinner, we drink sin like we are drinking water. We drink sin like we are drinking water. No, fellowship can't grow that way. If each time I come to you, you write me off, you speak down on me, I won't come around you. Isn't it? No, I'm talking now in our day-to-day relationship. If I know you are my boss, and each time you see me, you just tell me that I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I can't do things, I can't do that. Someone was sharing an experience with me last week. How a husband is brilliant, is good, but this boss at meetings is just that it got to a point that each time they have a regional manager's meeting, his heart will be beating. He resulted into panic as well. He said that one day, the man just started, you, can you come, can you come? He said, he just stood up, said, stop it, sir! All
right, yes, sir.
Stop it! Have I not been beating my target? I am a genius. Yes. I am creative. Yes. He said, this one, said, he said, you will leave. He said, I'm leaving now. And he resigned. Well, or rather, they wanted him to. He said, no, let me resign. I will forfeit all my benefits. You can't be talking to me this way. Someone who has kids at home. You're not saying he's not good enough. No. No. So, if every time you come into a fellowship with God, that's why many people don't have consistent prayer life. Because when they summarize how their day was, just say, God, let me just stay on my own. No, but how will you get it? He said he's faithful and just. And then over time in that relationship, as you grow in it, you should not be more sin conscious anymore. But your righteous standing. Praise God. I know religious people don't want to hear that. But when will you start enjoying this fellowship? If every time is need-based. No. And you see, when you understand it, and you check the responsibility, there are what you see happening in your life. There are many things that are not on your prayer list that God begins to do for you. Because see, God loves you more than you think that he loves you. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. Because his power is at work in you. So, what prayer does is that as you get into this fellowship, you become prayer. I don't know if you understand that. In other words, his glory rubs on you. There's just something unique about your life. And people will see it. And you know what Jesus said? Don't give me extra time. I'm branding up. Matthew 21, 13. He said, this shall be called the house of prayer. We are the temple of God. As that fellowship persists, his glory rubs on you. His wisdom rubs on you. His knowledge rubs on you. And then things change. You complain less. Can I have an amen? Amen? If you are complaining too much, just switch to this frequency of fellowship. You see God, when you see God in the midst of life's problem, the problem becomes opportunity for you. So, prayer actually, it should be without anxiety. Prayer should be without panic in our hearts. Prayer should be without fretting, without worrying, whether God will come true for you or not. Prayer actually matures us. We are changed. We are changed into one level of glory to another by the Spirit of God. Please understand in closing, when you know how to pray, then you know how the inward witness works in the life of the believer. A believer is not external. You are not. You are supposed to follow your inward man. That's the way to live. The greater one lives on the inside of you. So, no sorrow. You are not supposed to be caught off guard or unaware. Your vocabulary should not be when things life hits. You say, God, where are you? So, a successful prayer life is built on the word of God. The truth is that, brothers, sisters, if you are not sure that God answers prayer, you won't get much out of it. In fact, my advice to you, don't bother praying. Don't. If you're not sure that he answers prayer. But we know that he answers prayer. Can we do 5 minutes together? Let's just stand.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,